basketball.
Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup. Katie Klingelhoffer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. 7 in a row for Amherst.
Today, it's the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
On the right elbow, Holtmeyer swings, set up play for a three. Lease in the left-hand corner. No good. Offensive rebound all alone is going to be Brian Hoosman, and he'll put it up and in. And that is now 7 in a row, but the Stars are up by 10.
The 2012 portion of the season wraps up today with a quality championship match. Both teams are hoping to end the year on a winning note and carry the momentum into 2013. It's the championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst High School. It's our final basketball of the 2012 calendar year as we bring you the championship games of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring the host Broncos and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Both the boys and girls won yesterday, so it will be a Kearney Catholic-Amherst doubleheader here today. And Kearney Catholic undefeated, both boys and girls. Amherst 6-2, both boys and girls. And Amherst will be the decided underdog here today. But the girls played well yesterday to defeat Ogallala 53-51, while Kearney Catholic probably turned in one of the best performances not only of this season, but maybe of their careers yesterday, as they blitzed previously unbeaten North Platte St. Pat's 74-38. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, and as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the consolation games today, North Platte St. Pat's swept Ogallala, winning the girls' game 52-35 and the boys' game 51-34. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, the visitors today will be the stars of Kearney Catholic. Number 11 is a 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, a 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, a 6' senior, Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda. A perfect 9-0 on the season. They are ranked number 6 and number 4 in the two preseason rankings from the Omaha Lincoln Journal Star. For Amherst, number 5 is a 5' senior, Kiana Leach. Number 11 is a 5'9" senior, Katie Klingelhoffer. Number 15 is a 5'5" sophomore, Sydney Tommenheim. Number 23 is a 5'10" senior, Jessica Fernandez. And number 45 is a 5'9" senior, Mackenzie Bergstrom. Head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos is Nikki Eckhout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhoffer. Amherst is 6-2 on the season. Those two losses coming to Ansley Litchfield and to Loomis. Each of those teams are off to good starts to the season. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll tip things off right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And the opening tap is in the air, controlled by Kearney Catholic. They're going to get it right down to the baseline. Baum's going to attack. She'll put the little finger roll up, and it's too strong. And Kiana Leach, probably the shortest player on the court, snags that rebound, and here comes Amherst. They're going to have a tough time doing what they like to do, getting it inside, so they'll have to hit some shots from the outside, and Leach will fire away. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. Out to the right wing, Prasoski tries a three, and it goes off the rim, off the wire that holds the backboard and in, so that is no good. And so the three-pointer is missed. Amherst will face full court pressure. That's going to be the first thing that they have to take care of here. The Stars really put on a good zone trap. They'll make a long throw over the top to break it, get it down to Bergstrom. Bergstrom drives in, but you've got three girls at 6'1 or taller, and it's tough for Amherst to do much there. So a three-pointer, Fernandez up and in. Jessica Fernandez will give Amherst the lead by a score of 3-0. Now, 2 years ago, Amherst gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted in the final over here. Stars prevailed, but this is a little bit different meeting, so we'll see if the Stars can hang in there early. Prusoski fires a three, and she'll hit it. So we are tied 3-3 on a pair of threes. Fast break the other way. Theron Baum comes in, blocks the shot of Sydney Tomenheim. Tomenheim gets it back, though. And the Broncos are doing a good job of not being rattled here early on. No panic. They're moving the ball. They kind of seem to know what to expect here. Over to Fernandez, into the paint, Bergstrom against his Kearney Catholic zone, but then the bounce pass out to Leach gets away from her, and that'll be an over and back, and that will be the first turnover of the basketball game on either team. So Kearney Catholic will take it out in the front court, tied at three. They actually are going to give it to him underneath their own hoop here, with Mestel to throw it in. They'll get it to Baum, there, a little eight-footer, no good. Megan Anderson uses her height to tip the rebound to herself, kicks it out. Ball knocked away by Fernandez. Steal is made. Here comes the Tomenheim. Tomenheim will take it in. Has it blocked again by Theron Baum, this time out of bounds. And Amherst will get it underneath their own hoop. So in the first couple of minutes here, Amherst looking very good. 3-3 with the Stars. Leach to throw it in. Dumps it to the right-hand corner to Klingelhofer. One dribble. Takes the jumper from 15. Shot off the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. I'll tell you what, I like the game plan from Amherst. Coach Nikki Eckhout obviously has told her girls, don't be afraid to shoot it, as the Stars break the pressure here, and Megan Anderson will get a layup to give Kearney Catholic their first lead at 5-3. But Amherst has taken the first shot they can get, and that would seem to be the smart thing to do here against the Kearney Catholic pressure. This pass gets away, and it's going to be stolen away by Prusoski. Alley 2-on-1 gives it off to Mestel, and Michaela will lay it up and in. So Kearney Catholic now up by a count of 7-3, utilizing both of the turnovers for buckets. So Kolaski tips the pass, but it's picked up by Leach. Beautiful bounce pass at the other end to Sydney Tomenheim, who lays it up and in. So way to break the press by Amherst and then utilize it for points. Again, we got a track meet going for Prusoski underneath. There's Anderson for another layup. 9-5, Kearney Catholic with the lead. They scored 44 against St. Pat's in the first half yesterday. Tomenheim jumper at the other end. It's no good. Mestel with the rebound. Don't need a shot clock so far as Mestel pushes the ball up the floor. Prusoski in the right-hand corner. Back to Mestel, a low block. Turnaround jumper won't go. Theron Baum is there for the putback. It won't go. And the rebound yanked down by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez will clear it out to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer stops at the free throw line. Shoots it. No good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. And we'll have our first. Oh, no. We're going to have a jump ball. Jump ball. Anderson and Klingelhofer are going to be called for tying it up. Arrow points the way of Amherst. So they'll get it underneath their own hoop. 9-5 Stars lead the Broncos. Into Klingelhofer. Skip pass over to Tomenheim in the left wing. She'll dribble to the high post. Cut off there by Prusoski. Reverse it right side to Klingelhofer. Katie in the corner to Fernandez. Fernandez guarded there by Anderson. Trying to look inside, but no room. Skip pass Leach. Left-hand corner. Puts the 16-footer up and in. Kiana Leach hits the bucket, and it's 9-7, Kearney Catholic by 2. Across the timeline with it will be Michaela Mestel. Mestel brings it all the way to the right wing and hands it off to Prusoski. Up top, Sokolowski outside the arc. Takes a dribble to the right side, gives it off to Mestel. Mestel looks to the baseline, nothing there, so she fires the three. It's way short, and Fernandez will get her second rebound. Long outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Sokolowski saw that one coming, makes the steal. 3-on-2. Trying to drive it inside. Her pass is knocked away by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gets it back. 2-on-2. She stops. Finds Fernandez, the trailer. She takes it right at Baum. Puts it up and in and will get the foul. Theron Baum with the first foul on Kearney Catholic. And Jessica Fernandez a chance for a three-point play with this ball game tied up. Free throws on the way and it will not go. Ball is kicked out of there, and Prusoski pick up the loose ball. 9-9, 3:45 to go, first quarter. Long pass again down to Theron Baum. Missed the short jumper. Sokolowski over the back trying to get the basketball. It goes out of bounds off of Amherst. Now we'll see some substitutions. Kearney Catholic probably has a tad bit more depth than Amherst does. But very impressive start here by the Amherst Lady Broncos. Both teams playing very, very well here in the first 4 minutes. Inbound Sokolowski. She gets a little six-footer off the glass and scores. Bailey with her first bucket of the ball game. Stars regain the lead 11-9. They'll put the pressure on. Checking in Courtney Martinson and Jessica Eckhout for Amherst. For Kearney Catholic, Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling. Here's a three-pointer that is up. No, the toe is on the line, but it's still good for Katie Klingelhopper. And we are tied at 11. Now Amherst has to find a way to slow the Stars down. Offensively, they're getting the job done, trying to get it into Connor. The ball is stolen away. Steal is made by Martinson. Martinson all the way to the other end, and Theron Baum will foul her. Baum, two blocks, two fouls. And again, I can't overemphasize, it's not like Kearney Catholic. You would think a C1 versus a D2, we'll take them lightly. That's not what's going on here. Amherst is playing outstanding. Martinson puts the free throw up, and it is short. She'll have a second one coming. Megan Anderson re-enters for Theron Baum, who picks up that second foul with 3:09 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw by Martinson is on the way, and it is good. So Martinson gets one of two, and Amherst has taken the lead back at 12-11. Colling will push the ball up the floor for Kearney Catholic. Hits the trailer, Sokolowski. Bailey tries to get it to Anderson. Anderson wins the battle for that, but missed another short one. Got her own rebound, back up and in, and a foul. Kearney Catholic's missed a lot of bunnies. That time they were able to get the offensive putback, and Megan has a chance for a three-point play. Foul on the Lady Broncos will go against Eckhout. First on Jessica, and the first foul on Amherst, and the free throw is up and in. Megan Anderson now has 7 of the 14 points for Kearney Catholic, up 14-12. Amherst breaks the press, goes out that right wing, pull-up jumper is up and in by Sydney Tobenheim, tying the game, and it doesn't hurt that Amherst is shooting lights out right now, 14-14. Forcing to shoot from the outside, and they are, and Colling answers back at the other end. Haven't seen NBA games with this good of shooting, and it's 16-14. In favor of the Lady Stars, now pressure at midcourt. We're going to get the ball knocked away, a jump ball, and the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic, so they'll force the Amherst turnover here. Checking into the ball game now for Amherst will be Ashley Kreitz. And as this game progresses along, if it stays at this tempo, it will test the depth of Amherst, because Kearney Catholic will be able to run more girls in and out of the game. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and, of course, Ravenna. Glad to have you along with us here on today's program as Sokolowski has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover forced by Sydney Tomenheim. And the Amherst faithful really fired up about the way their Broncos are playing here against the Stars. Klingelhopper in the backcourt, double team. They might have to use a timeout, but she does a great job of dribbling to get it into the front court to Eckhout. Eckhout into the corner. Sokolowski knocks it away. Saved by Eckhout. Into the corner. The jumper is off the mark that time by Tobenheim. A ball is picked back up by Sydney, and she's fouled on the putback attempt from about 10 feet away. The foul will be on Bailey Sokolowski, who was all over that play. Save of the ball, blocking a shot. That time, though, called for the foul. And Sydney Tobenheim will go to the line to shoot two. Each foul on Kearney Catholic has sent the Broncos to the line for a free throw attempt. And the first one is up and in. Tobenheim now with 5 points in the game. Here comes Morgan Studi in for Kearney Catholic. And Bailey Sokolowski gets a breather. Allie Prasoski also comes in. And Mestel will sit down. 1:58 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 16, Amherst 15. Second free throw now by Tobenheim. Takes a little extra time. Spins it, fires in. It is in. We are tied once again. Tobenheim with the free throw, 16 all. And Amherst not afraid to put a little pressure on in the backcourt. They're going man-to-man against this undefeated Kearney Catholic team. Tell you what, if Amherst played the whole season like this, they would be undefeated. That's how good they're playing. As Colling comes in for four players, misses the shot. But an offensive rebound by Megan Anderson, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Megan hit the free throw to complete a three-point play moments ago. This foul's on Katie Klingelhopper, her first. Ann Anderson puts the free throw up and in. 8 points here in the first quarter for Megan Anderson. And re-entering the game, Kiana Leach and Mackenzie Bergstrom for Amherst. Staying in there will be Martinson, Kreitz, and Eckhout. Second free throw now for Megan Anderson. On the way, and it's in. Anderson hits them both, and it's 18-16. Kearney Catholic in a high-scoring first quarter. We still have a minute 45 to go. And the press is broke here by Amherst. Hand-check foul, Morgan Studi. And for Morgan, that'll be her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul on Kearney Catholic. First game of our championship doubleheader here today on Classic Hits, and as always on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also today, the Kearney boys and girls in Columbus, both playing for the GNAC championship. So best of luck to the Bearcats as Amherst is called for a walk here in the front court. Tri-City Storm fell last night 2-1 in overtime. They'll play tonight at Omaha. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. College football, Rice beats Air Force 33-14, and 8 minutes to go first quarter. Syracuse and West Virginia are scoreless in the Pinstripe Bowl. You can hear that on ESPN 1460, 1550. Drive by Prasoski, no good. Another offensive rebound and putback by Megan Anderson. Anderson fairly quiet yesterday against St. Pat's, but today 11 points and 4 rebounds here in the first quarter. And trying to break the press, Amherst overthrows Kreitz, and out of bounds it will go. So it's now 20-16, Kearney Catholic leading it by 4, tying their biggest lead of the game. Still a minute to go here in the first quarter. Now Amherst has to make sure they don't run out of gas here in the final 60 seconds. Anderson, left-hand corner, one dribble up top. They go to Colling. Colling going to be called for the walk. The old head and shoulder fake took off before she dribbled. Fifth turnover for the Stars. So Amherst, who's been hanging with Kearney Catholic the whole first quarter, has had the lead on a couple of occasions, now finds themselves down by 4 and gets it stolen in the backcourt by Studi, who hits the easy jumper. Morgan Studi able to handle that very low pass, and it's now 22-16. Breaking the press, Leach. Leach to Klingelhofer, bounce pass underneath. Wide open, missed the short jumper, though, is Bergstrom. She's able to tap the ball out to Fernandez. Knocked out of Fernandez's hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. Calling, forcing the steal or the turnover as it is on that occurrence. 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic still a chance to add to their 22 points. Calling brings the ball across the timeline, lobs it down into the paint, posting up as Anderson. She got fouled. She'll go back to the line to shoot two. Grabbing her arm on the turnaround jumper was Katie Klingelhofer, and that'll be Klingelhofer's second. And Anderson already 3 of 3 at the line here in the first quarter. She's the only star that's been to the charity stripe. And the first free throw is on the way and in. A monster quarter here for Megan Anderson. Yesterday's game against North Platte St. Pat's, Megan had 9 points in the game and 4 rebounds, 3 blocks. She's got the points passed and the rebounds evened here in the first quarter. She hits the second free throw. 24-16, Kearney Catholic now up by 8. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Fernandez trying to get away from the trap. Through Leach's hands. Another turnover. Kearney Catholic looking underneath the hoop. Nice bounce pass to Colling. She puts it up and in, and she is fouled. And that's how quickly things can ignite for the Stars. Just a couple of turnovers, and the Broncos go from being tied to a 10-0 run here by the Stars. The foul on Kiana Leach is her first. And Whitney Colling now a chance to complete the three-point play. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. It's up, it's in, and that is 27 points in the first quarter. 11 in a row by the Stars. Eckhout gets it to Leach. Leach across the timeline. Good bounce pass underneath. Missing the little runner was Tommenheim. And we'll get a jump ball between Tommenheim and Anderson. And the arrow does point the way of Amherst, so they'll get a chance here with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. See if they can get a bucket to end the first quarter, which they played really so well. Eckhout throws it into Tommenheim. Back to Eckhout in the corner to Fernandez. They're going to run out of time. She does not get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. The Kearney Catholic girls lead Amherst 27-16 after 1. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter here in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And just shows you that Amherst played so well. They did have 8 turnovers, 4 of them there in the last 90 seconds. They played so well in that first quarter, and they still find themselves down by 11 as Kearney Catholic has scored 11 in a row here. As the inbounds pass will come to Michaela Mestel, and we will get this second quarter underway. 27-16, Kearney Catholic pick and roll. They get it down to Theron Baum, has her shot blocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Megan Anderson leads the way with 13 points for Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling has 5. Sydney Tobenheim has 6. And Jessica Fernandez, 5 for Amherst. Fernandez with the 3-point play that won the game yesterday against Ogallala. Inbounds pass to Prasovsky. Her shot comes off short. It came off so hard that it bounced off Bergstrom and ended up in Mestel's hands. Now Michaela fires up a 3 and hits it. Mestel, who had 25 points yesterday, gets her 5th point of the game right there, and it is now 29. Well, they only put 2 on the board. They signaled a 3, though, I was sure. And a steal now by Mestel. Mestel pushes the ball up the floor, kicks it into the corner to Prasovsky, dumps it down low. Mestel kicks it out in the corner, 15-footer Theron Baum. It's short. Anderson over the top, swats the ball out of bounds. And now we're getting a clarification whether that was a 2 or a 3 over there on the sideline. It was signaled a 3, but they only put a 2 up on the board. And yes, now they will correct it to say that it was a 3-point bucket by Michaela Mestel. So that makes it 30-16 and a 14-0 run by Kearney Catholic. And checking into the ball game will be Kayla Shundoff. As Amherst will get the ball, Klingelhofer gives it off to Fernandez. Back over to Katie, still in the backcourt. Now fires it front court over Leach's head, and Theron Baum will pick up the loose ball, and now Amherst is having some problems with that pressure. They handled it well the first 7 minutes of the game. Prasovsky all the way down, even with some contact, throws it high off the backboard and gets it to drop in. 5 points for Alley. A 16-0 run now that has doubled the score just a minute 15 into this second quarter. Tobenheim dribbles into the paint all the way in, and they're going to give Theron Baum a clean block on that. She knocks it out of bounds. 32-16, Kearney Catholic. Both teams having a very solid start. Kearney Catholic just kind of kept going here. Off the inbounds, Klingelhofer, a 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, Fernandez, and she's fouled on the putback. Jessica will go to the line and shoot 2. Bacon, Schwartz, Wagner are your 3-man officiating crew here for our championship games. We sent the Langan, Higgins, Beasley rookie crew home. They were here for the consolation games. And I know they're listening. Free throw is up, but it is in by Fernandez. That's 6. That's the first point of the second quarter. Breaks that 16-0 run, and Fernandez hits them both. That makes it 32-18. In favor of Kearney Catholic here, the girls' championship of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Stars quickly get the ball up the floor. Right-hand corner to Prasovsky, up to Baum. Theron drives right side of the lane. Back out to Prasovsky for 3 in the corner. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Kiana Leach. Trying to find somebody to get it to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, long outlet pass. They've got numbers. Tobenheim takes it to the hoop, puts it up. It rolls off the rim, no good. Ball falls into the hand of Theron Baum. Fast break the other way. They overthrew it to Mestel. She's able to save it into Shundoff. Shundoff's shot is no good. Leach with the rebound. We're running the other way. Klingelhofer's pass deflected away by Sokolowski, but grabbed by Tobenheim. And now Amherst just needs to take a second, get everybody settled here, which they will. Skip pass right corner. Fernandez for the 3. It's off the iron, no good. Backside rebound. There's Tobenheim. She'll shuffle it out top to Klingelhofer, and her 3-pointer is in and out, no good. Shundoff will get the rebound for the Stars. So the shot's not falling like they were in the first quarter for Amherst. Long outlet pass. There's Theron Baum. Her layup is good. Her first bucket of the ball game. So Kearney Catholic getting the rebound, looking up the floor, making the pass, and scoring a lot of easy buckets here. Tobenheim, she'll try a three. That one is no good. Theron Baum with the rebound. Her third. And then the Stars want to run. Mestel down the middle of the floor, all the way to the hoop. Nobody stops her. Scoop shot spins out, no good. Fernandez has the rebound. Both teams want to run when they get the chance, and we have had a true track meet here in this first half. 34-18 Kearney Catholic. We still have 5 minutes to go here in the first half as Bergstrom's shot is no good, and Theron Baum will grab the rebound. Outlet to Prasoski. Prasoski looking for the trailer. Sokolowski, right side Mestel, spots up for the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Her putback is no good, and out of bounds it goes. You can tell that Amherst is tired right now. You can just tell Amherst is winded. And we're going to see a few substitutions out there. Katie Klingelhofer saying, I could use a breather. End of the ball game. We'll set the five here for you. It's the Stars basketball. Connor, Anderson, Baum, Studi, and Colling are now the five on the floor. Connor has it up top. Lobs it down to the baseline to Baum, trying to dump it into Anderson. But stepping in front to make the steal is Courtney Martinson, Kearney Catholic's first turnover of the second quarter. Sixth of the game. Klingelhofer weaving her way through traffic, tries to make the bounce pass to Martinson. It bounced off her knee right back out to Klingelhofer. Swings it into the corner to Fernandez. Fernandez takes the jumper from 11. It's off the mark. Anderson will pull down her sixth rebound. Outlet to Connor. Connor looks down to the baseline. There's Theron Baum. She'll catch. She'll shoot the nine-footer, and it's good. Second bucket for Theron. 36-18. Kearney Catholic. Amherst dribbles into the trap. Pass knocked away. Martinson can't grab it. Turnover number 11 for the Broncos. Outlet pass to Colling. She grabs it but can't get a shot deep on the baseline. They'll kick it back out to Connor. Ball inside, deflected over to Theron Baum. Baum picks it up, drives and scores. More layups for Kearney Catholic. And a timeout? No, a foul on the inbounds. Neither team has called a timeout yet. And Colling going for the steal is called for her first foul. Theron Baum checks out. Bailey Sokolowski is back in. And it looks like Kearney Catholic is going to back off the press just a little bit. They're still staying in the back court. Long outlet pass to Tobenheim. Tobenheim to the baseline. And nothing there. She'll kick it back out on the right wing to Klingelhofer. You can tell that Coach Eckhout had a game plan coming in. And Amherst is doing their best to execute it. They were great the first 6 minutes. And now the ball stripped away from behind by Colling. Colling to the other end for the uncontested layup, and it's good. 7 points now for Whitney, and it's 40-18. This game was tied at 16, remember. And Klingelhofer to the other end, dishes it off Fernandez on the low block, and Colling fouls her. Second on Whitney. So let's see if they give her some free throws. Yes, they will. Jessica Fernandez is 2 of 3 at the line. She has the only 2 points now here of the second quarter after scoring 16 in the first. Amherst now has just their third point of the quarter as the free throw is good. Ashley Kreitz checking in, and Katie Klingelhofer will check out. 40-19, but it's a 24-3 run right now by the Stars after being tied 16-16 late in the first quarter. Second free throw up, and it is in. The story, though, right now is that Amherst has not made a field goal in over 6 minutes, and thus they are down 40-20. Stars on pace to hit 100 right now, the way they are moving that ball. Studi left-hand corner, one dribble to the right side, 15-footer no good. She got her own rebound. Stars get another chance. Sokolowski, why not a three? Bailey open from the top of the key, drains the three. That's her fifth point, and the Stars continue to shoot lights out. Amherst into the front court, Tobenheim. Trying to dribble out of the double team. Finally gets the pass over to Kreitz. Gets it inside, but it's through the hands of Casey Juergens. And it's taken away. Up the floor with it. The ball knocked out of the hands of Studi by Martinson. Out of bounds it will go. Here comes Mestel and Prasoski back in for Kearney Catholic. And staying in there, Sokolowski, Anderson, and Connor. little delay just getting Prusoski checked in. Give and go. Mestel to Sokolowski. Back to Michaela. Jumper in the lane. Off the mark. And Juergens will get the rebound. Casey, nobody to pass it to, so dribbles a few times up the floor and gets it to Tobenheim. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half stat, preview the boys' game, recap what happened earlier today. Tobenheim dribbles into the seam and knocks down the 10-footer. That's the first field goal in over 7 minutes for Amherst. 43-22. Sokolowski on the drive, gets through the seam, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Martinson. Courtney up the floor. Is it going to stop? Prusoski bouncing off of her. Martinson stops, gives it over to Eckhout. Open three on the way. Off the front of the iron, no good. And Prusoski will pull down the rebound. Amherst hit their first three, but they've missed six since then. Baseline open right side. Mestel drives, puts up the one-handed runner from seven, and knocks it down. Seven now for Michaela Mestel. 45-22, Kearney Catholic. A minute 20 to go here. And, ooh, big collision as they get across the timeline. Sokolowski went for the steal and crashed into Courtney Martinson. Second foul on Bailey, and that will put Amherst into the 1-1. Martinson shakes off the cobwebs there and goes to the free throw line. Theron Baum re-enters for the Stars, and Maddie Squires comes in for the first time for Kearney Catholic. Maddie, a 5'8 freshman who does a great job on the boards when she gets a chance in the varsity action. The free throw is up, and it is in for Martinson. She'll get the second one now. And the second free throw on the way, and that one is short, and it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. Again, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kayla Shundoff comes in for Shayla Connor. 1:23 remaining in the first half. Stars had 44 in the first half against St. Pat's yesterday. They've got 45 so far today. And in the backcourt, Allie Prusoski dropped the basketball, trying to make a little crossover dribble, and she'll be whistled for the double dribble. Just the second turnover of the quarter for the Stars. And Amherst will get another opportunity here as they get it into Sydney Tobenheim. Again, this is a D2 versus C1 matchup. Back in the day, both these schools were in C2 when this tournament got underway. Now Amherst has lost, and Kearney Catholic has gained. Kreitz, jumper on the baseline, bounces off the rim a couple times, won't go. Martinson and Mestel are all tied up, and Tobenheim's there as well. As they crash to the floor, we'll get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Amherst, so they'll get another chance here with Jessica Eckhout to throw it in. Stack the lane to the right side. Bounce pass. Oh, how did that get into Martinson? And she scored. There was no room to put that, but she put it through the eye of the needle, and Martinson lays it up and in. 45-25. Kearney Catholic with the lead of the ball. Lob it down to Theron Baum. Draws the double team. Kicks it out to Prusoski. Alley for three. It's good. That's the 4-3 of the ball game for the Stars. The second for Prusoski, and in the backcourt, a little too aggressiveness on Kearney Catholic, who's kept that press on. And the foul is called on Michaela Mestel. That'll be her first. And the 1-1 now for Sydney Tobenheim, who is 2 of 2 at the line, has 8 points so far here in the first half. And the free throw is short. Comes off the front of the iron to Maddie Squires. Squires gives it to Prusoski with 35 seconds. Outlet. Shundoff is open. Way to run the floor. She's got the layup. The posts are running the floor. The guards are making the passes. And Kearney Catholic is clicking. That's 50 points here in the first half. 20 seconds to go. Tobenheim. Tobenheim to the right wing. Drops it into the corner to Kreitz. Kreitz has the ball knocked out of her hands. Fast break the other way. Mestel's ahead. Everybody goes in for the left-handed layup. And Michaela scores. So just like they did at the end of the first quarter, the Stars putting a run together here at the end of the second quarter. 6 seconds to go. Martinson gives it to Tobenheim. 3 seconds, midcourt. She will get a three away at the horn, and it's off the front of the iron. No good. And that will bring us to halftime of the girls' championship game here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Amherst gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted in the first quarter, and just the depth is starting to wear them down as this game moves along. Both teams shooting very, very well, and that is evident by the 52 points put on the board here in the first half by Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 52 and Amherst 25. You're listening to the Amherst Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. We're back in a minute.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. It is halftime of our girls' championship game, which Kearney Catholic leads 52-25. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. There's college football airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York. 2:20 to go now, 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Syracuse leads West Virginia 3-0 in the Helicopter Bowl, Armed Forces Bowl earlier today. It was Rice over Air Force 33-14. Later today, after the Pinstripe Bowl, still two more bowl games on ESPN. Texas will play Oregon State in the Alamo Bowl, and TCU plays Michigan State tonight at 9:15. We will have a chance to talk with Amherst boys basketball coach Clark Ribble and give you the first half stats of our ball game in just a moment. Also remind you that the Kearney High boys and girls are playing in the championship of the GNAC tournament this afternoon. That's going on in Columbus. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls' championship game, starting with the Amherst Lady Broncos. Kiana Leach, 2 points and three rebounds. 2 points and three rebounds for Kiana Leach. Katie Klingelhofer, 2 points and a rebound. Sydney Tobenheim, 8 points, two rebounds. Jessica Fernandez leads the team with 9 points, five rebounds. Courtney Martinson, 4 points, two rebounds. Casey Jurgens had a rebound, and Mackenzie Bergstrom has a blocked shot. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first quarter, 5 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 6 in the second. Turnovers for Amherst, 8 in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Katie Klingelhofer, the only player that has 2. 16 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, Amherst has 25 points, 14 rebounds, 8 out of 12 from the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, one block shot, and 14 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel has 9 points and three rebounds. Allie Prasoski has 8 points and two rebounds. Whitney Colling has 7 points. Morgan Studi, 2 points and a rebound. Theron Baum, 6 points, five rebounds, and three blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 5 points, two rebounds. Maddie Squires has a rebound. Kayla Shundoff has 2 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson, all 13 of her points. We're in the first quarter of play. She's the team leader. She also has 6 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second, free throw shooting, Kearney Catholic was 6 of 6 in the first quarter. They were not at the line in the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 3 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. Foul situation, Sokolowski, Baum, and Colling all have 2. Kearney Catholic put up 27 points in the first quarter and 25 more in the second. At the half, the Lady Stars have 52 points, 21 rebounds, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, 3 blocks and 7 turnovers. 9-0 Kearney Catholic leading 6-2 Amherst by a score of 52-25 here at the half. And coming up next, we've got the boys' contest between the 6-2 Amherst Broncos and the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars. And we're joined now by Clark Gribble, whose ball club put up over 70 points again last night, downing Ogallala, 1C1 school down. Clark, just one more to go, man.
That's the way we look at it, you know. It's just a great opportunity for our boys to go against some good competition and some bigger schools.
What is the mindset? I guess address that. I mean, it is the elephant in the room. You're a D2 school that wants to beat the school right down the road that's C1, that's undefeated. The girls came out with a great game plan here, and they played very, very well, and Kearney Catholic just seems to have a little bit more depth. That would seem to be on paper what you would see in the boys' game. How do you make sure that you hang on a little bit longer or stay there until the second half?
Yeah, we're not looking at it like we just have to hang on. We're looking at it as an opportunity for us to come out and compete against Kearney Catholic. You know, we have to accept their pressure, you know, that they do that, and that's fine, you know, and we just have to do a good job of maintaining our composure and hitting open shots. That's, you know, it's what we do every game.
Yeah, you guys have been doing that. There's no doubt about it. You'll be tested to the next level here tonight. I guess that will bring into my next question. You are playing freshmen. You've got some freshmen. And I've been hearing for years about how this class has some real talent in there. And you've got three of these kids, a couple of them that start for you, at least 3 freshmen that play for you. This is going to be something different for them. Do you talk to them specifically, or do you just see how they handle it?
No, they've been through the ringer before. You know, they've played club ball together, and they go to Lincoln, and when they were in junior high, you know, they've played in games like this. So I think that, yeah, it's different because it's high school, but, you know, in the same token, they played against Lincoln teams, they played against Omaha teams. It's nothing that they need to do anything different. We need to just start gelling together a little bit better.
I sound like a big city rider over here thinking that Kearney Catholic's a 50-point favorite. I know you guys in the back of your mind would love to win this basketball game. What's it going to take to be there in the fourth quarter to give yourself a chance?
I think defensively we have to contain the three-point shot and rebound the ball. That's you know, and like you said, I'm sure on paper we're probably a big dog, but in our minds it's 5-on-5 and we just got to go out and play our game. We got 2 guys back, one from injury and one that has been dealing with some sickness, and you know, so we think we're pretty deep. We got 8 guys, a D2 school, that's pretty significant in a D2 school.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think we just got to maintain our composure and really make sure that we have good help defense and rebound the basketball.
Finally, Caleb Lockhorn is your 6'4 senior. He got into a little foul trouble last night. Has that been a problem for him?
It really hasn't, you know, and I laid it on him last night, and I said, dude, you can't foul or else you can't play. And I think he got it, you know. He better have gotten it because we need him to rebound the ball tonight.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to a competitive ball game. Thanks again for giving us some time. Best of luck, man. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Clark Gribble, head coach of the Amherst Broncos. Their boys' game is coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Girls game, Kearney Catholic 52, Amherst 25. We'll be right back.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
The second half is ready to begin, and Kearney Catholic on the alternating possession will get the basketball here. To start the third quarter, they'll go from left to right. Amherst from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Pick and roll to start the second half, and Fehrenbaum is sandwiched to the ground. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Amherst knew what was coming, but they could not defend it well enough to not foul her, and Theron will go to the line for the first time. The foul called on Mackenzie Bergstrom. That will be her first. And the free throw by Baum is up, and it is in. So this game decided here by halftime, and you have to feel that the Stars will play loose and that Coach Eckhout just wants her team to keep doing what they've been doing because they haven't played that badly, considering the pressure that they've been going up against. And Baum hits them both, 54-25. Again, as Nikki said yesterday, this is the kind of game that can go ahead and make your ball club way better down the stretch as the 19-footer by Katie Klingelhofer is up and in. She just had her toe on the line, so that negated it being a three, but it is good for a two. Trying to lob it into Fehrenbaum. Amherst collapses and makes the steal. The ball deflected into the hands of Fernandez. Klingelhofer, she finds the back cutter in Kiana Leach, but it's a little too high, and Kiana not that tall, and it goes right off her hands and out of bounds. So they were trying to get the shortest player on the floor closest to the basket, and it did not work out that time. Kearney Catholic basketball against the man-to-man. Mestel bringing it up on Klingelhofer, goes to Anderson in the corner. Fehrenbaum takes it at the top of the key. Back in the corner to Mestel, lobs it into Anderson, who gets double-teamed, but she's taller and scores. And the height has just been a huge factor in this basketball game for the Stars as Tobenheim gets it up the floor, 2-on-5, kicks it out to Leach from 17. It's no good, might have been partially blocked, and the ball is saved in by Sokolowski, who gets it to Prasoski. Alley pushes the ball up the floor, good pass through the paint to Mestel, short jumper off the glass from 7, and it is in, and Michaela with 11 points now in a basketball game. 58-27, Kearney Catholic. Fernandez stops the center circle, gives it up to the high post. Bergstrom, couple of dribbles, back out. Klingelhofer for the three. It's good. Katie with the first 5 points in the second half here for Amherst. She's got 7 in the game. 58-30, Kearney Catholic. Up top with it is Mestel. Over on the left side, Fehrenbaum puts the shot up for a three-pointer. Even though her toe was on the line, and a whistle, I think they're going to, say that that's just a two-point bucket. Nobody was doing anything, so they blew it and said it's just a two. Fehrenbaum with the two-point bucket. We have seen a couple of them that have been very close. That'll make the ball game 60-30 in favor of Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter of play if you're just joining us here on PlatteRiverPreps.com and Classic Hits 98.9. Fernandez goes in. Anderson blocks her once, blocks her twice, and they come out of there with a basketball. Amherst wanted a foul, didn't get it. Fast break the other way, and Michaela Mestel will lay it up and in. And Coach Nikki Eckhout off the bench this time with some words for the official. Have to agree with her that time. Probably should have been a foul called. Most of the game has been really well called, going along with how this game has been played. Tobenheim takes the ball in the right-hand corner, fires the three, and hits it. She's now got 11, and we're back to that high tempo pace that we saw in the first quarter. Prasoski, open three. She'll put it up and be short, no good. Rebound comes down to the right-hand corner. Klingelhofer gets out of there with it. Then Katie has it stripped away, and driving in for the score will be Allie Prasoski. So all kinds of action going on both ends of the floor, and it's now 64-33. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Neither team afraid to put that ball up, and Anderson blocks the running jumper of Kiana Leach, fighting for the loose ball. It looks like it's going to be won by Bergstrom, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Fehrenbaum with her third, and that's the first foul of the second half on Kearney Catholic. Checking back in, Courtney Martinson for Amherst. They'll throw it into Tobenheim. Can't get a three away, so she'll dribble to the free throw line, put the jumper up, too strong. Tries to follow her shot. It bounces off her hand to Michaela Mestel. Mestel pushes the ball up the floor, doesn't have numbers. Swings it all the way to the right wing to Prasoski. Looking low, nothing there. Back up top, Sokolowski to Mestel. Nobody on her. Michaela for three, and it's good. Boy, the ball has been going through the cylinder today for both teams. And you've got to start thinking about a school record now here pretty soon for Kearney Catholic, with the way they're shooting the ball here this afternoon. Amherst trying to throw over the top of the press, throws it out of bounds. 67-33, Stars lead the ball game. Long pass down to Fehrenbaum again. The layup is up, and it is good. Baum 6 in the quarter, 12 in a game. 69-33, And Amherst is going to have to refocus, and we will get our first timeout of the game right here. 4:21 to go in the third quarter of play in the championship game here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. 69-33, Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney or at the concession stand here in Amherst or when you're at Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters. With a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel, you're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Amherst Holiday Tournament here on Classic Hits. Amherst ball out of the timeout. Jumper from the free throw line. Fernandez doesn't go this time. Fighting for the rebound. Theron Baum has it. Looking for the long outlet pass, and wide open is Mestel. Mestel will lay it up and in. That's 9 in the quarter for Mestel and 18 in the game after she had 25 yesterday. And Coach Petrie is going to start clearing his bench here again. His starters have done enough work. That's kind of that tricky spot here. You've had time off for the holidays. You want to play a little bit with your starters. Don't penalize them just because they're doing so well. But yet, you don't want to run the score up on the other team as Mestel steals the basketball and will go in for another layup. We may see a timeout here, and we do. Timeout by Kearney Catholic so that they can get some substitutes in with 3:35 to go here in quarter number three. 73-33, Kearney Catholic. We'll take a timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, remember, if you joined us late, this game was 16-16 late in the first quarter. And then Kearney Catholic just shut Amherst down. It is 73-33 with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. And as Amherst brings the ball up, the pass gets loose. We're going to have a tie-up. The arrow does point the way of the Broncos. For Kearney Catholic, they've got Whitney Colling, Morgan Studi, Bailey Sokolowski, Shayla Connor, and Kayla Shundoff on the floor. For Amherst, it's Klingelhofer, Eckhout, Martinson, along with Casey Juergens and Tobenheim. As the ball is knocked away and the Stars can't quite control it, Studi grabbed it but then tripped up and fell to the floor. Ended up being called for a travel. Broncos will get it underneath their own hoop. Throw it into Klingelhofer. Quick three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Sokolowski will grab the rebound. Bailey gives it to Studi. Stars continue to run with their second team here out to Shundoff. Shundoff gets it back to Sokolowski, the trailer. Bailey decides to shoot the three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Juergens will get the rebound here for Amherst. And then it's stolen away in the backcourt by Kearney Catholic. Studi makes the steal, waits for the rest of her teammates to join her. Gives it to Connor, back to Morgan. She'll shoot the three. It is short. Rebound brought down by Eckhout. Outlet pass, one-on-one the other way. Taking it in, Martinson, and missed the layup. There was some defense there. Shundoff ran right in front of her. Made her miss the shot, and Studi will get the board. Boys game follows at approximately 4:15 this afternoon. And the same two schools, Amherst hosting Kearney Catholic for the championship. Amherst sweeping Ogallala, Kearney Catholic sweeping North Platte St. Pat's yesterday. Today, North Platte St. Pat's swept Ogallala in the consolation games. As Colling drives the lane, puts up the left-hand runner, no good. And the rebound brought down by Martinson. Courtney gets it back to Klingelhofer, who brings it across the timeline. Long pass to the baseline. Juergens is there, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. Stars didn't see her back there. And she will get a chance for a three-point play as they collapse defensively a little too late. Coming into the ball game will be Kiana Leach for Amherst and Megan Anderson for Kearney Catholic. The foul was on Shundoff, her first. In those consolation games today, St. Pat's beat Ogallala in the girls' game 52-35 and nearly identical in the boys' game 51-34. Free throw is up, and it is in for Juergens. So Casey completes the three-point play for her first points of the ball game. 73-36, Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Up top with it, Shundoff tries to force it inside. Juergens knocks it away. People on the floor. Ball's loose. Goes all the way into the backcourt before it's picked up by the Stars. And Whitney calling Morgan Studi. Picks it up and gives it to Colley. Brings it back into the front court. Right-hand corner all alone. There's Anderson. She drives into the paint. Pull-up jumper from six. And it bounces in. 17 now for Megan Anderson, who had 13 in the first quarter. 75-36 Stars as Klingelhofer drives, leaves it off in the corner for Eckhout. Her 18-footer rims out, no good. And Anderson will pick up the rebound. Here come the Stars across the timeline. With a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter, Connors open on the baseline. Her jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Jessica Eckhout. Coach Petrie wants these girls to keep going. He knows you've got to build that depth for the postseason, and that's what he's looking for here as Leach's jumper at the other end is no good. And the ball is loose on the floor, scooped up there by Megan Anderson. She makes an outlet for Connor, pushes it up the floor to Shundoff, leaves it off for Colley, who has her shot blocked by Klingelhofer, but it falls right into the hands there. Well, it's either Shundoff or Colley. I couldn't tell who put it up and in, whether that was Shundoff or Colley. We'll say it was Shundoff and see if we can check on that. At the other end, shot is up and a foul will put Juergens at the line to shoot two. The foul will be on Whitney Colley, and that's her third of the ballgame. 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter of the championship. Kearney Catholic on fire as they have been all season long, 77-37 as that free throw is up. And it is in by Juergens. Checking in for Kearney Catholic will be Brooke Muesch. Expect to see a lot of those kids off the bench in the fourth quarter. And the second free throw now by Juergens. Up and in. So a good job by Juergens here in the third quarter. 3 of 3 at the line. 5 points. 77-38. Kearney Catholic tries to get it into Connor. The ball knocked away by Martinson. And the steal is made as they get it up to Eckhout. She couldn't control it cleanly, and a travel will be called. Turnover number 20 on Amherst. 25 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. And Shundoff will get it into Colley. Colley to the top of the circle. Stops, reverses it over to Muesch. Brooke dumps it down the left-hand corner, and Klingelhofer will step in front, make the steal. Katie trying to go all the way, contested by Muesch, puts it up off the glass and scores. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game for Klingelhofer. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Klingelhofer brings it across the timeline. Gets it down on the low block to Connor. And she got free at the horn and scored. It looked like they were going to call a jump ball, and then Shayla just spun away and put it up and in as time expired. At the end of 3, Kearney Catholic 79 and Amherst 40. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And we start the fourth quarter of play here. Kearney Catholic will get the ball. They do have their starters in there to begin the fourth quarter, I imagine for probably about a minute or 90 seconds, as Prasoski gets into the lane, takes an extra step, puts it up, no good. ball ripped down by Mackenzie Bergstrom. And Bergstrom will clear it off to Fernandez. Both sets of starters in there. Eckhout does start the fourth quarter. At the other end, the long-range jumper is no good by Tobenheim, but Eckhout is there for the rebound. Jessica's third board dribbles out of traffic. Skip pass across to Fernandez on the right wing. Looks inside, nothing there. One dribble back out top to Kiana Leach. They've actually got Sokolowski at the top of the 1-3-1 trying something a little different here. Over to Tobenheim. Sydney holds the ball. Extra pressure being put on. Now she's trapped, needs some help. The ball's thrown away. 21 turnovers by Amherst, and 10 so far by Kearney Catholic. As they'll get it into the corner to Theron Baum, she'll square from 15, off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson, her ninth, into the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Mestel. It's up and it's in, 23 for Michaela Mestel. Kearney Catholic is now 6 of 13 from three-point land. Amherst is 3 of 10, 82-40. And already the bench will be cleared at the other end. Fernandez has an open jumper, and she'll hit it from 10. She has 11 points. Tobenheim has 11 points. And Kearney Catholic will call a timeout. 30-second timeout with 6:34 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic 82, Amherst 42. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You're listening to Holiday Tournament Basketball Action on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Kearney Catholic gets the ball into Kayla Shundoff. Low block left side, spins and puts it off the window and scores. 6 points in the game for Shundoff. Amherst brings it up against the 2-3 zone. Klingelhofer, she'll pull up and hit the jumper. 11 points now for Katie. So Klingelhofer, Tobenheim, and Fernandez all have 11 for Amherst. At the other end, Squires tries to make a bounce pass through the baseline, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Amherst. So in the ball game, Shundoff, Squires, Connor, Studi, and Colling, the five on the floor for Kearney Catholic. And for Amherst, we'll get that to you when they get the ball back. Squires on the inbound on the right elbow, holds the ball, feeds it into Colling, tries to lob it down to Connor, and overshoots Shayla, and the ball is turned over. Steal made by Tobenheim. Sydney brings the ball up the floor, and she's fouled. The original five starters are on there for Amherst. In Leach, Klingelhofer, Tobenheim, Fernandez, and Bergstrom. The foul on Kearney Catholic will go against Shayla Connor. That is her first, fourth team foul on the Stars, one on Amherst here in this half. And trying to trap the ball handler, Klingelhofer, Connor knocks it away from behind. Steal is made. Up ahead they go to Studi. Morgan lays it up and in. 86-44. Across the timeline, long pass in the left-hand corner, Tobenheim. Fakes the three, gets it on the box to Fernandez. Spin move, turnaround jumper, no good. Got her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Jessica Fernandez with the offensive putback of her own miss. 86-46, Kearney Catholic. Connor stops the top of the circle, hits the trailer shunned off. Kayla drives in, has an open lane. Her scoop shot won't go. Bergstrom grabs the rebound and a foul on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Maddie Squires. Her first. Coach Petrie is now checking in McKenna Butler into the ball game. 5:09 to go, and it's 86-46. And I'm sure we're very close to a Kearney Catholic scoring record here today. And it's not just one of those games where you press and steal and make a layup all day long. I mean, there have been a few of those, but they are shooting the ball really well. Amherst is shooting the ball good. They just haven't been able to keep up with the pace here as the pass goes out of bounds back over to Kearney Catholic. But again, Amherst, after today, I'm looking at their schedule. For at least a month, every game is winnable for this Amherst ball club. So if they continue to play like they played here in the tournament, they're going to be hard to beat. And here's a steal by Tobenheim, one on two. She just decides to take it all the way in, and she'll draw the foul, but the scoop shot hangs on the front of the rim and falls off. The foul will be on McKenna Butler. Her first, and two free throws now for Tobenheim, who is 2 of 3 at the line. Just one bucket here for Sydney in the second half. That was a three-pointer. And the free throw is up and in. Checking in for Kearney Catholic will be Brooke Musch again. And by the way, the 47 points that Amherst has on the board right now, far and away the most that anybody has scored on Kearney Catholic this year. So, again, you're going to look at the scores. That second free throw is no good. The rebound by Shundoff, you're just going to go, man, just terrible. But, again, C1 versus D2. Amherst has battled from the opening whistle to where we're at right now. 4:32 to go in the game. And, yes, Kearney Catholic has played well. 86-47. But the most points they'd given up before tonight was the 38 they gave up to undefeated North Platte St. Pat's yesterday. Musch gets it out to Squires on the right side of the key. One dribble to the high post. Shundoff. Shundoff knows what to do. Spins, shoots, but it's too strong. Rebound yanked down by Leach. Fast break the other way. Klingelhofer up ahead, but led Martinson too far and turns it over. At the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show comes your way. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you ready for the boys' championship between the same two schools. With it is Squires backing in. Left-handed spin move, no good. Maddie got it back, put it up, and she'll be fouled. Squires to go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And the foul is going to be on Courtney Martinson. That'll be her first, only the second foul of the half on the Broncos. And Squires puts the free throw up and in. This group of freshmen that Coach Petrie has is going to be pretty talented as well. They kind of were all student managers for this team. They've been around this team as long as he had let them, whatever that age requirement is. And Maddie was one of them, and Squires hits both free throws. Of course, her sisters have done a great job, and of course her brother doing a good job right now. It's a three-pointer on the way in transition by Amherst, who's too strong, and the rebound brought down by Squires. Maddie brings it across the timeline, leaves it off on the right wing for Butler. Butler into the corner, now tries to drop it down to Squires, who lost her balance. And a jump ball is going to be called. They'll give that to the Broncos. And checking back in is Jessica Fernandez with 3:42 to go here in the ball game. For Kearney Catholic, Elena Bach has checked in to the contest. As we said, pretty sure that everybody will get a chance to see the floor here today that's suited up. Klingelhofer makes the pass over to Fernandez on the left wing. Cut off there by Bach. Up top they go. Quickly down to the baseline to Martinson. Martinson gets the five-footer up and in. Courtney now with 6 points in the ball game. 88-49, Kearney Catholic. 3:20 to go in the contest. Bach kicks it over on the left wing to Butler. Butler gives it to Musch. Musch down to the baseline to Bach. And her entry pass almost stolen away, but Squires got it back. Then she lost it. Klingelhofer comes out of there with it. Outlet pass to Fernandez. Little 7-foot jumper is short. Jessica got her own rebound and kicks it out to Bergstrom. Martinson now from the free throw line. Line drive shot no good. Fight for the loose ball, and Squires grabs her fourth rebound. 2:50 to go in the game. Championship here, 88-49. Kearney Catholic. Bounce pass by Courtney Shundoff. Taken away again, so Stars turning it over a little bit here against most of the starters from Amherst, and Tobenheim is fouled as she goes to the hoop. The shot no good. She'll get two. And let's see who the foul's called on here. It's going to go against Maddie Squires, it looks like. And at the line to shoot two, Sydney Tobenheim. First one spins around and out. No good. Here comes Kreitz and Eckout back in for Amherst. Second free throw now for Tobenheim, who has 12 points in the ball game. Just a sophomore on the way, and it's good. So Tobenheim now has 13 points in the basketball game, 88-50. Stars in command since halftime when they were up 52-25. It was 16-16 late in the first. And the Stars just found another gear. They scored the final 11 points of the first quarter and did not stop. In fact, they scored 16 in a row as Bach puts up the three-pointer. It's no good. Fighting for the loose ball. They're on the floor. Eventually, we got to get a jump, don't we? That's the case. Laying on the floor was Kearney Catholic's McKenna Butler. And she got tied up, but the arrow does point the way of the Stars. So Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop gets the ball in. Eckhout will block the shot that time out of bounds on the attempt from Courtney Shundoff. Here comes Casey Juergens back in from Amherst, or for Amherst. And the Stars will throw it in on their baseline once again. McKenna Butler lobs it up to the high post to Squires. Looking for Bach on the backside. They get it to her. Short jumper won't go that time, though. And the rebound brought down by Courtney Martinson. That was a well-run inbounds play. It just didn't go in the hoop. Tobenheim to the other end. Get it down slow to Martinson, and it's taken away. Turnover by Amherst. Fast break the other way. The layup is too strong. Juergens will get the rebound for Amherst. Under 2 minutes to go. 88-50. Yes, the only thing that was in doubt was whether Kearney Catholic would get to 100, but they have scored only 9 points here in this quarter. Into the left-hand corner, Martinson. Martinson, one dribble back up top to Tobenheim. Looking for another good shot here. Tobenheim drives right side, puts it up short, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, and it won't go. Second rebound, back up Martinson, it won't go. And Kearney Catholic finally comes out of there with it, and that's McKenna Butler with her second rebound. Bach brings it into the front court, leaves it off for Butler. Butler takes it down the lane, has it knocked out of her hands by Courtney Martinson. Into the hands of Eckhout. She'll push it up the floor. Kearney Catholic knocks it away again. Brooke Muesch. Steal is made. Outlet to Bach. She's all by herself, and the layup is good. Elena Bach with the layup, and of course, that brings the Kearney Catholic fans to their feet, getting a chance to get some varsity points there for the junior Elena Bach. 90-50. Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and the ball's taken away by McKenna Butler. Butler goes to the other end, and she missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Sydney Tobenheim. And a timeout here by Coach Eckhout. She's been waiting to get some girls in. Kearney Catholic getting some steals there against the Starters. We're going nowhere, but this timeout has been brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, and the concession stand right here at Amherst. 46 seconds to go. Madison Miller checks in for Amherst. So does Joanna Gilbertson. And the ball is tipped away. Kearney Catholic trying to make the steal, and Courtney Shundoff gets another one. Courtney goes to the free throw line, kicks it out on the left wing to Bach. Lobs it down the low block to Butler. Butler trying to get it inside. It's taken back. The team's exchanging turnovers here in the fourth quarter. Martinson going to the other end, and she'll be fouled. With 23 seconds to go, Courtney Martinson to the line to shoot two. Foul on Maddie Squires. That'll be her second. And two free throws coming up here for Courtney Martinson, who's 2 of 4 at the line, has 6 points, 5 rebounds, free throw up and in. Off the bench, she's been pretty impressive in this holiday tournament. Had a really good game yesterday against Ogallala. Second free throw by Martinson on the way and in. So she hits them both. An 8-point afternoon for Courtney Martinson. 90-52, Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Final 20 seconds of the game. Bach to Squires. We'll see if anybody else can get a bucket here. Squires kicks it out to Muesch. Muesch tries to get it back inside. She does to Squires, and Maddie will lay it up and in. 4 points for Maddie. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Inbounds pass comes to Miller. Miller makes a long pass to end the ball game, and it's all over here. A lot of offense for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, scoring 166 points in 2 games here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Kearney Catholic, 92. Amherst, 52. Amherst will fall to 6-3. Kearney Catholic is now 10-0. We'll be back with all of the final stats on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to Amherst with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda, and it's time for the Misco Sports post-game show, Misco Sports. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Remember, Misco's will be keeping you better equipped for the games you play. 92-52, Kearney Catholic could do barely anything wrong today. And again, I'll have to say many times for a 40-point ball game, Amherst is going to be just fine. They just played a ball club that is playing as well as anybody could be in Class C1 right now, and they scored 52 points on them. That's 14 more than the first nine opponents did. And Amherst is going to have a chance to win a lot of basketball games if they can play like they did for the most part this weekend. The boys' game will be next, so keep it here, and we'll take a look at all the final stats right after this. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. College football update. Already today, Rice has defeated the Air Force 33-14. In the second quarter, 5 minutes to go in the Pinstripe Bowl. Syracuse 12, West Virginia nothing. And with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Arizona State leading Navy 14-0. You can hear the Syracuse-West Virginia game airing right now on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look at the final stats of our ball game. Starting with the Amherst girls, they had a total of six players score. Kiana Leach had 2 points and four rebounds. Katie Klingelhofer had 11 points, two rebounds, and a block. Sydney Tavenheim tied for the team high with 13 points. She had four rebounds. Jessica Fernandez tied for the team high with 13 points. She had a team high seven rebounds. Jessica Eckout had three rebounds and a block. Courtney Martinson, 8 points, five rebounds, and a block. Casey Jurgens, 5 points, three rebounds. And Mackenzie Bergstrom had two rebounds and a block shot. Hyatt Amherst for 14 rebounds in the first quarter, 16 in the second. Free throw shooting, 8 of 12 in the first, 7 of 9 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Amherst, 14 in each half. The Broncos had 25 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half of play. And for Amherst, not only is that the most that anybody has scored against Kearney Catholic this year, that's right about their average. This is a team that when they win, they're scoring 55 or above. When they get beat, it's been 36 or below, so they can put points on the board. 52 points, 30 rebounds, 15 out of 21 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 28 turnovers. The Lady Broncos are now 6-3 on the season, and after the first of the year, they will play at Overton on Friday, January the 4th. They return home on January the 10th to play Eustis Farnham, but four of their next five games are on the road. Overton, Pleasanton, Shelton, Gibbon on the road for Amherst in their next five games. We'll look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, it was an outstanding shooting day for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They had 11 different players score today, and for the second straight day, Michaela Mestel is the leading scorer. She finishes with 23 points. She had 11 of those in the second quarter alone. She had 25 yesterday. Mestel today, 23 points, 4 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 2 points. Allie Prasoski, 10 points and 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling had 7 points. Morgan Studi, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Theron Baum, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Elena Bach had 2 points. Bailey Sokolowski, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, 6 points, 3 rebounds. McKenna Butler had 2 rebounds. And Megan Anderson, 17 points, and led the team with 9 rebounds and 3 block shots. 21 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Kearney Catholic at the free throw line was 6 of 6 in the first half, and 4 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Both of those made by Mestel. Turnovers, 7 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 52 points at halftime, and they scored 40 in the second half. Again, can't confirm that that's a school record, but it's got to be pretty close. 92 points, 36 rebounds, 10 out of 10 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from 3-point land, 6 block shots and 16 turnovers. Kearney Catholic remains undefeated. They're now 10-0 with a 92-52 win over Amherst. And when they come back out of the holiday break, they will play Thursday at Wood River and then host Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. And then they've got that tough stretch later on in the month where they play at St. Cecilia, at Seward, and host Pierce, all within 1 week's time between the 12th and the 18th. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll have the boys' game for you at 4:15. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9, college football currently on ESPN 1460. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports outfitting our schools throughout the state for decades, and we'll